even 17 games without crowds, they're at least you can get some commercial returns and things like that, and at least you can get some revenue coming in. To not have any games and no revenue, that would be exceedingly challenging. I cannot tell you how challenging it would be.
A little bit of David Koch, finance guru and Port Adelaide chairman from earlier today. Dave Matthews has been good enough to join me, GWS CEO. Dave, welcome to you. It's a difficult time for those people in charge of businesses like yourself. It's a difficult time for people in charge of small businesses out there. And it's going to be an interesting little period where people like you have to navigate a large number of people through it. So I appreciate you joining me, given that you've got so many workers that are leaning on you right now for their employment and for their education as to what's going to happen next. Thanks for your time, firstly.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Good to talk.
And what have you told your workers? What have you told your players? What directive have you given them? Just had a chat to Koshy, and he said that 17 games is at least going to allow us to get some level of normality and some income and keep a lot of people employed. There's some people that won't be able to continue their employment at clubs, but you've got to make those decisions too.
Well, I think, you know, we've looked at it the way Gil described it as 153 games, more so than 17 rounds. So from a playing point of view, you know, we were quick to move to try to quarantine and isolate or protect our AFLW program and our men's program as well. And, you know, netball, Giants netball starts a little bit later, but you know, we've put all the measures in place at the club to ensure that the players and the high performance staff are able to train and have measures to really, I guess, protect as best we can them from the current circumstances. In terms of our staff, you know, we couldn't be prouder of the way they've responded. As you say, this is a society issue, and you know, football's just one part of that at the moment. But you know, we have obligations to our staff and you know, to our fans and a number of stakeholders. But we actually had a staff hookup by phone today, and you know, I think we're a club that's really been built on resilience, and a lot of our staff are used to confronting challenges head on. But this is obviously a unique one, and you know, right now our position would be we've got to go as far as possible to protect jobs and you know, try to support people personally and professionally.
So it's a big difference between having a 17-round season announced by Gil last night as going ahead, hopefully, as planned, as many rounds as possible, and not having any footy at all.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, well, community and society is dealing with what's an unforeseen set of circumstances in a lot of ways, and it's very complex. At the same time, you know, football, as it often does, is reflecting the community, and the community seem to be trying to navigate their way through these circumstances best as possible. And so to be able to provide some football, I think, you know, the AFL's, and Gil in particular, I think, has led this very well, been very patient, collaborated really well with the clubs, trying to find a solution, which is, you know, the way he approaches things. And, you know, he's got a solution in place at the moment, which we all support. And I know our players can't wait to get out and play. And I was talking to Alan McConnell, his AFLW team has been fast-tracked straight into the final. So he's pretty pleased with that result as well. So we're looking forward to what was always going to be an historic day at Giants Stadium, because we had the double header in the men's and women's against Geelong. But now the women's games are final against Melbourne. And whilst it's going to be a bit different, the circumstances, where, you know, our players are as keen as ever.
And your girls, obviously, I've heard the Shani Layton's been reported, and might have a chat to Shani a little later on. Nicole Livingston is joining me, the AFL head of women's footy. But the girls are ecstatic, as well as the guys, that they're going to get the chance to play in a final series, and their footy's back on again.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, that's the uncertainty over the course of the week when, you know, that was taken out with the decisions yesterday. It was a relief for everyone and a lot of excitement. Our AFLW team beat Adelaide in Adelaide last Sunday in what was one of the best performances we've had across either men's or women's. It was a fantastic win, and you know, they've really been building. And the season, the AFLW season's been terrific, and it would have been a terrible shame if that wasn't able to be completed. And So, you know, that's exciting for everyone. And, you know, in the men's program this week, Tom Green, who came out of our academy and onto the list, is making his debut. So we're excited about that as well. So there's a lot to look forward to. But, you know, I think as a club, we're very mindful of the challenges that everybody's going through, you know, in business and personally as well at the moment. It's just a difficult time.
So can you see a time when it might happen that the AFL send a couple of teams to Sydney, they stay in Sydney for a couple of weeks or a week and a half and play both you and the Swans, and then you all head back on a private jet to Melbourne and you stay in Melbourne for a couple of weeks and play a couple of teams down here? Is private jets an option, and is that crammed fixture something you're looking at as being a possibility too?
I think that condensed fixture would be a real possibility. I haven't looked at all the scenarios yet, but clearly when your games have been, well, the season's been talked about as 153 games and the quarters have been shortened up, that's a very real prospect. In terms of, you know, in terms of flights, obviously the competition's got a great partner in Virgin, and I know there's work been going on about having dedicated flights and dedicated terminals, which offer the best protection under the circumstances. So those things are fine. But Giants Stadium's open for business. Dwayne, we're more than happy to have every club come to Sydney and play us there. And I mentioned to someone this morning, given our early years, we're, I think, the most experienced team in the competition in playing in front of no crowd. So it won't be new to us.
Now, well, you'll host the grand final there. Given the MCG, we're not having a crowd. So if crowd's not a factor, then when you finish top, you get the grand final at Giants Stadium, don't you?
Well, I wish these measures had come in earlier when we played Richmond in grand final last year. I would have loved to have played that in front of an empty stadium as well.
For those people about to quote and use Dave Matthews in the newspaper tomorrow, don't quote him on that exact line. He was making a joke. But on that note, I suppose there is the possibility of you hosting a number of games there in a short space of time. And I suppose the parameter of hosting a grand final elsewhere is very much open to negotiation.
Well, I think one of the things that you may be aware of is the Royal Easter Show, which is held in our precinct every year, has been cancelled because of the sheer size of that gathering. It's a huge event. But what it also does is that cancellation, ironically, sort of opens up a stadium to be a bit more available this year than it otherwise would be. Look, we're very flexible. I mean, we'll, whatever opportunities the AFL is going to create to try to get games away, whether that be in Sydney or elsewhere, you know, our football department is absolutely committed to, with all the right precautions in place and taking into account all the factors, we're very committed to the season ahead.
And if there's more tests available, can you see a time, if there are enough tests available for the general public, that you might blanket test a group of players, your players, or the AFL might blanket test all AFL players down the track?
Yeah, I think a lot of those guidelines are still being developed and understood. I mean, I think what's been clear in the last few weeks and the weeks to come is that expert advice is just critical. You know, we're as sports administrators or you know, trying to put on footy games, and really we've got to just keep being mindful of what the health and government authorities are really saying. And yeah, particularly with testing, I mean, we've said earlier, Dane, it's an issue for society, and at the same time, you don't necessarily want to see football clogging up essential services that need to be delivered elsewhere. That's the primary concern, the health and well-being of the community generally.
Yep, no, 100%. We'll see how that changes, because there are reports about that maybe being a possibility down the track. Dave, great to have a chat to you. For Giants fans, the doubleheader is on your TV this Saturday. You can't attend, but it's the AFLW Giants versus Melbourne in their semi-final, 2:40 p.m. And then the Giants and the Cats, the men's game from 7:40 p.m. You'll obviously catch those on Fox. Dave, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate you joining me.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Dave Matthews, the Giants CEO.